pleasure to bring in Bruce Jenkins. Bruce, good morning.
How are you?
I'm great. I didn't want to wake you up. You know, I figured, you know, we're on early today, so I'm very happy to have you here today.
I did happen to spring up a little early this morning, and... No, I'm glad I did.
Well, for me, it was about 5:15. So,
yeah.
Hey, a couple of things. This just hit me as I was listening to that home run call by Crawford that Crawford hit. I like opposite field home runs. You know that? And I'm just thinking Reggie Jackson was one who could go the other way all the time. Mays would go to right center. There's something about the power of an opposite field shot.
Yeah. Roberto Clemente was probably the master of it, and for sheer power, Orlando Cepeda was probably the greatest I ever saw. Although when Mike Piazza came along, it might have been a little juice ball going on there, but Mike Piazza was just a monstrous off-field power hitter. But you're right, it's a tremendous thing. It shows a lot of strength and also, you know, a bit of masterful hitting, because any kind of off-field stroke is a guy that's really dialed in, and if you can backspin it out of the park, you've really done something.
Yeah, I was thinking about Brett Boone.
Mm-hmm.
And now this is the steroid era,
yeah,
right? And you know, he fit in perfectly.
When
when I saw Brett Boone go the other way with home runs, I said something's up.
Yeah, that's the thing. That whole era really cheapened the opposite field home run for me and for you and all of us, really. I mean, because like I say, you could recall Cepeda. You know, the things that he would do were so unusual. You know, Frank Howard or Richie Allen, you know,
right.
and all of a sudden everything's going out of the yard to right center. The guys are hitting fly balls that are going out. And at Yankee Stadium, you know, Derek Jeter hits what looks like a single to right, and it goes over that little ridiculous porch.
No, you're right.
Yeah.
You're absolutely right. Hey, there was a stat in the Chronicle this morning. I don't know if you read your paper this morning on John Buck.
I haven't got to it yet.
Yeah, John Buck. It's pretty good. And let me just read a little bit of it to you. Buck last night hit a grand slam, his fourth homer in four games. This is the catcher, John Buck, right? From Kansas City, went to the Marlins, and now with Toronto, he's with them, and now he's with the Mets. So he became only the fourth major leaguer, in the last 92 years to reach 19 RBIs in the first 10 games of a season, dating back to 1921. Chris Davis did it for the Orioles this year, Manny Ramirez in 1999, and Lou Gehrig in 1927. All right, here's the question. Over or under, where does John Buck end up with RBIs this year?
I think he's going to wind up with 20.
I was going to say 51. I'll go 51.
Yeah, that sounds about somewhere around there. Yeah, I don't think he's going to make any threat to Hack Wilson or anything like that.
But good starts are fun in baseball. You know, Ken Griffey Jr., I remember in April where he had like 14 home runs or something like that. Good starts are kind of exciting.
Yeah, Alex Rodriguez had a mind-blowing one a few years ago, and people don't remember that because everything associated with A-Rod seems to be negative now. But, you know, then the flip side is when you have a guy like Brandon Belt who's struggling so hard, it's going to take him quite a while to get his average even up to, you know, to a respectable 270. The flip side is, for as exciting as a great start is, to see a guy start like that, it is kind of a downer.
Bruce, you wrote a lot about Bruce Jenkins with us, everybody knows. And, of course, Bruce, always glad to have him here with us on the weekends. But you wrote about the fight, Greinke and Quentin, and you were very passionate about your feelings about it. Can you tell the fans about it?
Well, the first thing that struck me is it's always irritating to me to see a guy crowding the plate isn't so much a big violation to me. I mean, it goes back, you can go back, you know, decades, but Frank Robinson, Al McRae, guys like this, you know, Ken Hunt would stand in there and guys would get hit a lot. But in today's game, you see guys not only doing that, but they dive into the pitch. So they're giving the pitcher nothing at all to work with on the inside corner and really should be hit. Should be hit consistently. And when they are hit, They should take their medicine and get down to first. Now, this was a little bit of an unusual situation because the two guys have a history. But I think every pitcher works up a little anger when he's facing a guy like Quentin, who not only crowds a plate but won't get out of the way. And you make a perfectly respectable inside pitch, not even really a brushback necessarily.
I think that's the key.
That, I mean,
you know,
hits him.
Really.
And all of a sudden now, you know, you've got a crisis. It just shouldn't happen. And, you know, the pitch wasn't around the head. And that to me was the biggest violation. Of course, the fact that he charged him out was ridiculous too. No matter what Greinke may have said, or no matter what history they may have had, it just didn't make sense. And from Greinke's standpoint, I mean, who knows if it was intentional? Really, I mean, it goes against every page in the book. I mean, they got a one-run game. It's the guy's leading off 3-2 count. The last thing you want to do is put the leadoff guy on and walk him or any other way, and all of a sudden he hits him. But you know, I don't know. Maybe he had a little red ass there just before he threw the pitch.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
And he did pop off a little bit, like he almost wanted a piece of him. So, you know, really unfortunate. The suspension, though, I thought was exactly right because. You know, Mattingly was saying, "Well, if Greinke's out 2 months, then Quentin was out 2 months." But that's not how it works. I mean, the penalty is for, you know, charging the mound. Whatever happens after that, I mean, that's maybe nothing happens. If nothing happens, do you give him 3 games instead of 2 months? I mean,
well, we've seen that before. There was a pitcher, Bill Lee. I remember he got into a big fight and got hurt, and it curtailed his career.
Yeah, exactly. Kruko in 80. Was it 87 or 86? Kruko got hurt in a fight in St. Louis and couldn't pitch, and it hurt him. It cost him down the stretch. But it's just the highest penalty for such a thing in recent years was 8 games, and that's what he got. So that didn't strike me as anything unusual.
Yeah, and most of baseball sort of went against Quentin on this one because you know, he turned into it and you know, then he started in. So, boy, what a start to the season! You know, all these injuries and streaks, and the Nationals, the Braves, and John Buck. what a week of baseball, Bruce! Thanks so much, and we'll try to get you tomorrow morning a little bit later. I start at 8 tomorrow morning.
Okay, just let me know.
All right, thank you. All right, that is Bruce Jenkins. Always a pleasure. That was brought to us. That is our look through the window of baseball with Bruce. Brought to you by Marvin Windows and Doors and Truett and White, the professional builder's choice. And I appreciate Bruce getting up early to do that. All right, let's look at our cash call of the game. Time now. Now get ready. You're going to win $100 here. Time now to try and give away $100 in our cash call mortgage cash call of the game. For the lowest rates, call 866-95-CASH. If you are listening to yesterday's game and you know the call, we'll take caller number 6, Raf. 808-CAN-BR, 808-CAN-BR. Dial now. We'll take a break, think about it, and we will come back and get it done. Now, of course, David Hollander is the one you expect to hear during this hour of Protect Your Assets. David and Gabe Shapiro will be back next week. Next week, and I appreciate the golf guys mentioning my name as well. Next week, Protect Your Assets with David Hollander will be back in their normal time slot, so don't worry about that. All right, good Saturday morning. Baseball's coming up. I can't wait to watch the game today. Bumgarner and Samardzija. Pagan's out of the lineup. 1-1 in the series. Giants are off to a good start here. They're off to a good start. This is okay. More coming up right here on the Sports Leader.
Talking baseball with Marty Lurie on KNBR 680, the Sports Leader.